Testing, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Live and direct from Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm supposed to be on a trip right now, but I'm not on a trip. Tish is here. Say hi, Tish.
Hello.
Maybe you can talk me off the ledge and out of my disappointment for my trip that I'm supposed to be on. And this is a total subliminal, by the way.
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything does happen for a reason.
Maybe you weren't as ready as you thought you were.
Maybe. Maybe I need more time. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to go on this. Let me bring you guys up to speed. Happy New Year, by the way. I'm supposed to be... You know, 2020 was, you know, rough for a lot of people. But for me personally, I thought the year, although it had its great moments, fantastic moments, phenomenal moments even, I thought it kind of like tapered off and like, I wouldn't say spiraled, but it kind of like really tapered off, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And so I've just been trying to find, you know, a lot of things have been happening to me personally. And they've been happening to me consecutively. And it has been like no space in between the huge moments that should have an emotional and mental impact on your life. Am I making sense so far? I'm trying to collect all my data in my brain before I say what I say. Because, you know, it's like when you're trying to find yourself and you're constantly like trying to find ways to get the best out of you, to get the best version out of you. You know, like there's many ways people, you know, work out, people do hobbies, people, you know, explore different things. And I was trying to, you know, explore this realm. I'm going to just keep 1,000 with you. Keep thou wow. I was just trying to explore this psychedelic realm. And this thing that's been going on as far as, like, microdosing. And if a lot of you guys don't know, it's a lot of people, psychedelics has been taking, like, a huge upswing lately. Because of the mental health benefits it has when it's taken at a lower dose. So, you know, after doing months and months of research, because I don't just jump in, you know what I'm saying? After doing months and months of research, I finally decided, like, I think this is something I would like to try, because there are still some things that I'm searching for within myself that I want to tap into so I can continue to become the greatest version of myself, if that makes any sense. Tish is quiet. So
you talking to the people?
I am
talking to me.
I am talking to the people, but I'm talking to you too. But you know, so I want to try this thing. So I ordered some, and let's just say it just didn't work out the way I anticipated. And so that brings, I guess, long story short, brings us up to your statement of when you said maybe
you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. And maybe I wasn't ready. Because now it seems like it's going to happen. Well, it's going to happen when it's going to happen. But I think it's going to happen like next week. I think it's going to happen like next week. But maybe I'll be. But I'll tell you what. The disappointment I feel now is like I can already. I'm already. Especially after coming back from my walk, I'm already thinking like, I lost my train of thought. What was
maybe,
I saying?
Maybe you're tripping and you don't know it.
Maybe I'm tripping and I don't know it. Maybe. Maybe. Either way, here we are. And I am excited for when I get my experience and get to have my experience. And I'm looking forward to it. But as of right now...
Where do you want to go when you do it?
As far as what?
Where do you want to go? You're going to another realm.
I am going to another realm.
Where do you want
to
go?
I want to go somewhere where I can find out more about who I am. And I also want to go somewhere where I'm going to gain a lot of wisdom. Wisdom is really like... Wisdom and understanding is really what I am searching for. I have a thirst for wisdom and a thirst for understanding. And I want to apply those things to myself. You know what I mean? I want to be wise in the decisions I make for my life. And I want to understand more of myself so I can be wise in making those decisions. And I think those two in conjunction with one another, you know, if we're going to keep it a little bit Bible too, you know, when you're gaining wisdom and gaining wisdom and understanding, you know, King Solomon was an advocate for gaining wisdom and understanding. And a lot of the literature that he wrote and scriptures that he wrote in the Bible are about gaining wisdom and understanding. And even referring to it as a female. Actually, you know, which I find interesting. And so that's really where I want to go. And I really just want to go and explore as far as, and just, I want to enjoy the experience, and I want to just look, and I want to see for myself what I've been hearing stories of and reading articles and hearing lectures. It's like, now I want to be able to have that experience for myself. And yes, you know, it talks a lot about being mentally ready and emotionally ready, but I just think that I've come to a point in my life where I want to receive something new, you know, and that's what I'm looking for. So I really, you know, I don't really have, I have some intentions, but I don't really have any expectations, you know, and I just want to explore and discover. And it's really interesting, this whole psychedelic thing, you know, because the more I read and more I study and research, the more the possibilities of things that can be done with this, not only in the inner city, you know, with PTSD and drug addiction and, you know, a lot of those things that plague our inner city. I think it'll be a great tool once, you know, once the government gets up to speed with everything. And I think everyone's taken a nice step forward, excuse me, and pursuing that, especially with the grants with Johns Hopkins and the $17 million that they have, and they're working with psychedelics and people in cancer treatment, and the strides that they've made with that. It just really inspired me. It inspired me to search for that within myself, and to get that knowledge and wisdom from whatever this tool is, and bring back that so I can help others. And that's really what it is. It's like for personal, it's for personal use, but it's for global gain, I guess, you know. So so that's where I'm at, and I guess I'm not ready yet. I'll wait a couple of days, you know, what's a couple more days. And but until then, you know, I was a sour grape, but cause I was talking to my ego, and you know, my ego's trying to talk me out of it. Yeah, see, that bullshit don't even fucking work. No, man, fuck that shit. You don't even need none of them shit. Some weight, woo 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 woo. Just fuck this. Throw that shit in the trash. You should just throw that shit in the woo woo woo. All this morning, listening to that guy. In some parts, I was thinking, like, maybe you're right. But then the larger part of me was like, nah, just wait. Everything happens for a reason. Just like you said, everything happens for a reason. So, you know. Anyway, Happy New Year, Tish.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
I want some crab legs.
You always want some crab legs. What is with you and crab legs? Everyone likes crab legs. I just can't get into crabs. I don't know what I don't...
I really want some crab legs right now. Like, I don't even think you have.
Jeez, Tish has an affinity for crab legs and seafood boils. Is it only crab legs, or it could be anything?
No,
with the boil?
No, only crab legs. It has to be crab legs, corn, And sausage with potatoes.
So
an Cajun sauce.
An Cajun sauce. So what is it about it? You just like the way it tastes, or you like the process of cracking it? And because it's a lot of work that goes in the boil with your hands in the boil. So, like, what do you enjoy about it most? You just like the taste. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just lazy.
And I like crab legs.
And you like crab legs.
And I used to work for Red Lobster and learned how to break crab legs with my mouth and my fingers. I don't even need tools.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't need that little baby fork.
You don't like the baby fork? You don't like the cracker? No. I don't need that. That'd be me. I'll be right there with the cracker and my baby fork with my little ramekin of butter trying to and letting it fall off into the butter. Now I got to try to get a bigger fork and cousin to try to save the piece that fell inside the butter. It's a whole mess when I do it. See, this is why I don't do it. But I enjoy that. Everyone else, when they enjoy, because I know a lot of people, I have a lot of family and friends that enjoy the boils and get the big bags of crab legs. That's just a Jersey thing. I mean, you know, I'm sure it's everywhere else, but in Jersey, you know, that's for sure. A lot of people got
lunch on you.
Lunch on me. See what happens when you get a stimulus check? Lunch is always on you. What's going to happen when that $600 runs out? I already spent a quarter of it on psychedelics that don't work. So shit, I don't know. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place and a crab boil. So here we are. I hope you guys are having a fantastic New Year so far. This is what, day two? We're in the second? This is the second, yeah, right? January 2nd, 2021. 2021. This is pretty much the start of a whole new...
1-2-2-1.
What does that mean? 1-2-2-1.
That's today's date.
1-2-2-1.
January 2nd, 2021.
I'm just trying to think of the numbers, if it has any significance. I don't know.
I bet you a whole bunch of people got married today.
I'm pretty sure.
1-2-2-1.
I tell you what a lot of people are doing is having quarantine babies. That is what, if you want to talk about a pandemic or an epidemic, it is the baby boom. It is the quarantine baby boom. It ain't really nothing else to do, I guess. And people stuck up in the house. Everyone's drinking. Eating and having babies.
Yeah.
And taking Zoom meetings.
A lot of people announce their babies on Christmas. The best gift of 2020.
Oh, God. Shut up. Just everybody just shut up. The best gift. I don't know. It's just too many things to do now for people. It's just like, now it's just, you know, you got the proposals, the Christmas proposals. You got the Christmas ultrasound release now. You got the baby
Christmas ultrasound release.
Yeah, you got the baby gender reveal, and then the album comes out. So it's just like, I don't, you know, it's a
baby shower.
It's a whole thing, and the baby shower. Yeah. That's mad things to do.
But a gender reveal doesn't have to be big. It can be a picture. A gender reveal can be a picture.
No, not in the hood.
What? Gender reveals, you gotta have on Burberry matching outfits?
Yes.
No.
Yes, Gucci Man did.
Well, that's not.
And Keisha K.O.R. They for sure had on the whole Gucci outfit. That's how you got to do it, though.
Nah, mine's going to be a picture of Jordans.
A picture of Jordans?
Yeah. Three pairs of Jordans.
Three pairs of Jordans.
Yeah, my Jordans, your Jordans, and the baby's Jordans.
Why are you saying your, like you're having my baby? wait a minute. Time out. 30. What do you mean your? What is your? All right, everyone relax. So it's going to be three?
I ain't had no baby by nobody else. First of all, whoever put a baby in me is the GOAT. The greatest of all time.
How so?
Because I'm 35 years old. I am a black woman, 35 years old, no kids.
It sounds like you're putting your pussy on a pedestal.
Well, if that's what it's
if the shoe fit. Whoever has a baby, whoever baby I have is the goat.
But that means I have had many strategies to not have children yet. So whoever can combat those strategies and put a baby in me,
why is the goat. Why do you have strategies, first of all?
To not get pregnant, every woman should. People who got babies didn't have a strategy.
What you mean? Yeah. Strategy. I just think
unplanned pregnancy is lack of strategy.
Is it?
It is. Unplanned pregnancy?
Unplanned pregnancy is lack of strategy.
There's just a hole in the strategy. It could be missed birth control pills. It could be back in the old days, like, people used the rhythm method. That is a strategy.
What's the rhythm method?
The rhythm method is knowing when you're going to ovulate and knowing the days that you're highly fertile and not having sex on those days.
That's the old school way. They should readopt that.
But you have to know your cycle.
That could be used for evil too, though. Because chicks could be like, oh yeah, I know I'm ovulating around this time. And then you wind and dine when you know us. You already know us, fellas. Fellas, you know us. It's already going to go down. And we don't know what's going on. We just having sex because we stupid. And meanwhile, she like, yeah, I'm ovulating this week. Cha-ching. See? So I get caught up.
No.
So I get caught up.
That's the rhythm method. A lot of, married couples use the rhythm method.
Yeah.
Religious people that don't want to do birth control and all that.
Right.
That's like the last line of defense, the last line of strategy.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get my year off to a blazing start. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to have a better year than last year. And I thought last year was pretty good.
Was it? It was cool. But was it a highlight of life? 2020 was not a highlight. You think it was a highlight?
For me, it was. You didn't think it was a highlight?
I feel like I've had better years.
I've definitely had better years, but I'm not going to totally, like, shit on 2020, like, oh, 2020 ain't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I've had some things in my life that went down, but I've also had some great things that kind of outweighed those bad things, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, and even those bad things led to the great things, quote-unquote bad things.
Yeah, count it all joy, like you always say.
You have to count all joy. Because everything happens for a reason. See? See how it all ties together? Whatever. So listen. Wow, that's 18 minutes of talk. That's pretty good. I'm just getting the ball rolling. I'm trying to be consistent with my podcast thing and getting more content out there with my voice and my face on it. And, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And that's another thing that, I want to discover on my trip also. You know? Because I want to get into the mix of, like, why sometimes I can get into cycles where I feel personally, it may not be true or not, but I feel like I may not be moving at a certain pace or being as productive or feeling like I can be doing better or more than what I'm currently doing, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? And that could totally be all ego too, which is another thing that I just toss back and forth in my mind.
Why do you think people don't talk about taking psychedelics? Because it's interesting how if I bring them up in a conversation, people know all about it. And many people are very curious and want to do it. but just don't know where to find it. So why do you think it's such a closeted thing?
It's a closeted thing because of, it started with the ban when President Nixon signed the ban on psychedelics.
And making in the 70s,
it made it a Schedule One drug. All psychedelics, they threw all in, and at the time, they were making great strides in research. But during that time, with the whole hippie boom, it was like the hippie movement. Mm-hmm. What they were doing was people were taking psychedelics and finding more about themselves. So when it was time to go to war, they were like, I'm not going to fight no war for no such and such and kill somebody that I'm not, you know what I mean? And that's what psychedelics was doing to people. It was changing their minds so the government couldn't control them because they needed soldiers for the war. So Nixon was like, fuck that. Y'all niggas got to go to war. And so y'all taking this psychedelic and it's making y'all change your mind? Fuck. And we, no. Schedule One, all that shit. Because we need soldiers. We got shit to do. Yes. And so it put a whole stigma on it. And Tim Leary, who was like one of the pioneers of like that movement, that psychedelic movement, was just like, yo, we're not doing it. Like, this is, he was on going on like press runs and all of this shit, combating about it. And it just shut everything down. It shut everything down. And so everybody went in. So they were, you know, they were throwing like negative connotations on it, all calling people hippies and tree huggers and all types of stuff. Like, they was throwing mad shit on it. All y'all do is just lay around in the grass all day and fucking take tabs and
woo. The hippies were actually becoming one with every living thing.
Yes. And with themselves.
And becoming better.
You know what I mean? And smarter and more creative. You know? So it has some stink on it.
Well, maybe it'll turn into weed smoking.
Eventually.
Because weed is, you know, people actually love talking about how they smoke weed in 2021, but in 99.
Mm-mm. Oh no, we made me paranoid. Right. Woo. Yeah.
If you smoked, you didn't talk about it. And if you were like an avid smoker, people looked at you like you were dumb. You were lazy. You didn't do anything.
Mm.
And it also had its own medical journey to get to where it's at.
Right. Absolutely.
And testing and helping with cancer patients.
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then the whole CBD boom, you know, when people didn't want the THC, but they wanted all of the benefits from it, you know, and that's pretty much what CBD is. You know, it's all derived from that plant, the cannabis plant. But
if we bring it on like a, 'cause you love God, you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So if we bring it to a Bible standpoint, I don't know. I start thinking about drugs in a way of like the there's things that are of the earth,
uh-huh,
and then there are things that are laboratory made.
Correct.
And so as an avid believer in God and Christian,
uh-huh,
do you find it acceptable to use things that are of the earth that God put here for us to tap into,
uh-huh,
him and tap into a spiritual realm? Like, do you believe psychedelics or like even weed were put here as a conduit to tap into a higher space?
I 1000% believe that. I really do believe that with all my heart. I do. And I think that the cool thing about the mushroom is that it is natural. You know what I'm saying? And it can be ingested and it's not toxic. It's not poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
The LD-54 is crazy through the roof. Like, you have to like eat your body weight in mushrooms to have any of like to even be considered halfway of a threat of being poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is non-toxic whatsoever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and on the flip side of that, if we're going to go Bible too, it could be argued and has been argued And I do think it could possibly be that Christianity was birthed out of the psychedelic movement. It could be argued. Because the burning bush in the Ten Commandments, when Moses saw the burning bush, it was an acacia tree bush that has DMT in it. So when you smell it, when you inhale the smoke from it, you hallucinate. And after he did that, he received the Ten Commandments.
Whoa. That just blew my whole mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you release this, Christian's going to be looking at you like...
I don't care. I don't care. The halo is a mushroom cap.
What you mean?
The halo, the circle, whenever you see a halo behind a saint or a Jesus, that's a mushroom cap.
A mushroom cap? Mm-hmm. What's a mushroom cap?
The top of a mushroom. You know, when you turn the mushroom under?
Yeah.
It's a circle with all the lines and stuff in it. Yeah. For sure. I believe that. On earth as it is in heaven. I totally believe that.
We're not even going to get into how, you know, Chris is trying to get to the next life. And your life on earth is supposed to be a reflection of heaven.
Yes.
And so you're supposed to make that the reality. And walk as if you are in heaven.
Yeah, but they don't do it because they haven't tapped into them inner selves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that mushroom gets you to your inner self. Mm-hmm. If you take enough of it, you know, it'll take you above and beyond. Even with the Egyptians and all that stuff, all of that is mushroom. All of it is mushroom.
Yeah. And that's how they built the pyramid.
That's how they built the pyramid. Because they were taking it at such a high dose. And because cattle back then... was so, like, that was considered a great wealth if you had cattle or livestock. Mm-hmm. And the reason why people kept ox and kept cows is because the mushroom grows out of their dung. So the more, so when the cows go, days later, mushrooms pop out of it.
Mm.
And they grow. Some grows tall as 12 feet. Some sort of caps the size of dinner plates. It's a really big thing.
Wow.
So there's a lot, you know. There's a lot can be, you know, on both sides, the biblical side, and I can get in that bag all day, especially now with the more research that's coming out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, and I was mentioning the other day about this gentleman that I found, and his name is Kalini E, and he just recently passed away, actually, in 2020 due to COVID. Crazy. And he was a black man who was a profound martial artist out of Detroit. And he's known for taking huge mega doses of the mushroom. And the reason, and taking, like, normally a heroic dose, according to Terrence McKenna, who's also one of, like, the pioneers of the psychedelic, of bringing it back to the forefront. Terrence McKenna made it sexy again with the psychedelics.
Making it in the modern day, because psychedelics have been used since the beginning of time.
Absolutely. And they've been here before us, millions and millions and millions of years before we got here. You know, so at any rate, where was I going?
So you think the dinosaurs was getting high? You think they was eating mushrooms and shit?
No, I think the asteroids when the asteroids came and it hit Earth, those asteroids brought the mushrooms to Earth because of its spores, and because the mushroom by itself can survive in space. It can survive in a vacuum of space.
That's wild.
So then when the asteroids came and hit and killed all the dinosaurs, it left spores And so all of those things were just here. It's just here. That's how it got here. And it's been revolutionizing humankind ever since, even with the Stone Age. I think that's what made the Stone Age turn over when we went from ape to man. And our brain size changed. I think it was from them I think it was absolutely. And then
expanding
their brain and taking that information and bringing it back. How else would you know how to create the wheel? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Fire, even. Because that's when everything changed, when fire came. But that's from the use of the psychedelic, because it enhances everything. Even when hunting, you're able to see at a further distance, in a clearer, sharper distance, you know? So you can watch predators. If you see food somewhere, you can watch food and plan and plot around. Mm-hmm. It made you more conscious and more aware. Mm. We can go, I mean, this is only the tip of the iceberg for that. But I was saying with Kalini is, he was taking it to the point of, before he died, of using mushroom as an exploratory tool, you know. So taking huge doses and going back and tapping into these worlds, into these realms, you know, and bringing back that information. So that's why I'm excited about it, you know. And I think it's already changing, you know. It's already been decriminalized in a few states. It just passed here in New Jersey for decriminalization, so you can have up to a certain amount before it becomes illegal. You know, it's still illegal, but you know, up to a certain amount. And I think that the misconception is that people think when you take mushrooms, you have to take it all, like you have to take all of it and have this whole moment when you don't. Like it's actually like that's for a higher degree of where you are in your personal life. But if you take a lesser dose, you still get the great benefits. You still get all of the endorphins and everything that you need from it. So
yeah, I read something where people were microdosing 0.5 grams.
Yes.
There was even a woman that says she microdosed is 0.2 grams in the morning with her coffee.
Yeah.
And it's almost like an antidepressant, because antidepressants didn't work for her. But microdosing the mushrooms at that small dose,
yeah,
it just brought up her mood. There was no like hallucinating or anything like that. It was just her mood was brought up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are they gonna bottle this up and put it in a pill and it be part of mental health wellness?
Yeah. People are already doing it. People are already making their own caps. People are buying the mushroom, drying it, and then just grinding it, and then buying the capsules and putting it in the capsules, and then they have like a scheduled thing on how they take it, you know. So right now there's a couple of methods. There's like two methods that a lot of people are using it, where it's like five, some say it's like it's good to have 5 days on, 2 days off. Some are like 4 days on, 3 days off. You know, so people are teeter tottering, and it really is according to like whatever works for you. You know what I mean? Because the object is to have it running in your system, but you have to let it. You have to give it a chance to rest and let your body bring it back to center. That's the only way you're going to be able to continue to reap the benefits, because you don't really feel the impact of the psychedelic until after the trip is over. That's when you really get the release of, you know, the results. And so I'm just hoping that it's, and I can't wait to do it myself. I can't wait to do it myself and experience it for myself. And you know, and I'm going to go in and take a small dose. I'm gonna, you know, I'm not going to jump all the way in, and I'm going to take a small, start small, and then keep growing and growing and growing and growing until I build, you know, that tolerance. But I definitely need to have it where it comes to a point where it's a, what they call it, the ego death, you know, when that's like when you get to the 5 gram, you know, mm-hmm. when you get to the 5 gram mark, that's when you definitely have that experience and when you completely lose yourself entirely. It really does feel like you're dying. That's what it equated to. And
well, just to make sure you let the people know that this this talk right here no way promotes drug use.
No, it does not. Thank you.
We are having a conversation about the strides that taking psychedelics has made in medical history and where it has come from. We're just here to educate. This in no way.
No way.
Is condoning illegal drug use.
Please do not do illegal drugs. As we laugh. Oh, man. But, I mean, hey, listen, cannabis is legal in Jersey now. Woo-woo. Mm-hmm. So, for recreational use, that's fantastic news.
And honestly, all, like, if we're just going to talk about drugs, I believe that anything taken has to be taken in moderation or taken with a precaution. Even over-the-counter drugs that we take for medications, mm-hmm. we have to know how much is enough for us to take for us to be better, or how much we can't take. Our right. body can't take this form of medication. Yeah. So, like, every single drug out there, legal or illegal, mm-hmm. there's protocols to it.
Absolutely. And even me personally, it's like, I'm not doing this to just be like, yo, I'm trying to trip my balls out. Like, no, this is an experience. You know what I mean? I already got, you know, support. Like, I got a whole thing set up, getting candles and a whole thing. You know, so, you know, it.
Yeah, because what we heard a story, dude went on a trip, actually went on a trip, got in his car, and drove to the park.
Wowing.
Are you serious?
Wowing. I would never.
Talk about irresponsible.
Super irresponsible. And was telling the story like it was the illest story.
Like it was okay.
Like it was okay.
And drove two places.
Yes.
Two places. Yo.
In LA.
You can't even drive. There are laws that say you cannot drive when you drink alcohol. What makes you think that you could drive?
On a hallucinogen.
Yo!
People are crazy and irresponsible. It really, you know, and that's another thing, you know. And that's
it's stuff like that. It's stuff the reason like why that. It's illegal.
That's why. That's why. That's why. You know. But I think the more that the information comes out, because I think the push now is not for it to be a recreational drug, but it's for, you know, it's for health and mental health benefits. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming from that angle rather than the trippy, let's go party and take LSD. You know, mm-hmm. it's not that type of party. You know, and even in Silicon Valley, they're doing it. Those guys are microdosing. Those guys are microdosing. Steve Jobs was a huge advocate in psychedelics and using. Yes, he was, and even included it in his interview process. When you went there, he asked you, have you ever partaken in psychedelics?
What?
Yes. Because he went to hire...
Did he set it up as a trick question? That's a trick question. Even if you did, who's going to answer that question at an interview?
Right.
Who answers that honestly if the answer is yes?
And if you say yes, you got a job at Apple. Because he's only
that
hiring.
And that means you ballsy as fuck.
Yep.
I wonder how he set that question up. How he set the table up for that question. And the faces he might have gotten from asking that question.
Right.
That's interesting.
It's a very interesting question.
So that means he did it all the time.
Of course. Of course. He's even trying to get it.
He was revolutionary because of it.
Revolutionary.
Maybe he was going and getting the information and harvesting it and bringing it back.
That's how we got Mac, and then that's how we got, and talking about revolutionary products. Niggas ain't know about it. Wait, hold up. I could play music in a whole, wait, without a tape? Yeah. I don't need a CD? What are you saying? I don't need a CD to listen to music, and I can hold hundreds of songs in one thing?
In a little chip.
Wait, and it's a phone? Wait.
Oh yeah, it turned into a phone.
Wait, and I can do FaceTime? I can talk, I can see you? Vision, I can see you? FaceTime was on there on the first iPhone. So yeah, and those are revolutionary products. Revolutionary. Cause you gotta think, like, where is that coming from? If we're gonna really like think about it, like, where are those thoughts coming from when you come, you know, when you're thinking of something, you're thinking of an idea. Mm-hmm. It's like, where are those ideas coming from? All the ideas.
They come from the source. But we're not fully tapped into the source.
No.
Even the most spiritual of spiritual people, because of the ego, you're not 100% tapped into the source. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a point where you are and you can get all the downloadable information.
Yeah. That's what I want. That's the goal. That's the intention. You know?
And my Saturday intention is to have some crab legs.
All right. I guess you gotta eat some crab legs. What time is it? It's 12:55.
Yeah.
Almost 1 o'clock.
Intermittent fasting.
That is intermittent fasting. And doing a 42-minute podcast.
Hey.
Hey, come on, creatives. Come on, creatives. That's what Brother Kalindi was like in one of his lectures. He was like, you shouldn't call yourself a creator. He said there's only one creator. He's like, you are an organizer. He said, because everything that you want to do is already here. All the materials you need for anything is already here. He said, a car didn't fly out from outer space. The metal was already here. The engine, the oil was already here. You just organize it and put it together.
Yeah.
So you're not a creator. You are the organizer.
Yeah.
So, and that's coming. And I was like, yeah, that resonated with me. That definitely resonated with me. You're the organizer. You know? And that's why I'm like, you know, Kanye is right. I like that he said Christian engineer.
What does he mean by
that? He considered himself a Christian engineer, but the fact that he used the word engineer and not creator is, I think, is what I'm getting at. You know, because I like, yeah, you're an engineer. Because engineer builds the plans, draws it out. Mm-hmm. And gathers everybody to get everybody together to do it and then get it done.
Yeah, because say what you want about Kanye. Kanye is tapped into the source. And I think it also has a lot to do with him and managing bipolar disorder.
Yes.
Sorry, I choose my words wisely when I talk about mental illness, because I don't think we should ever take ownership over mental illness. It's just something you have to manage on a daily basis.
And he's rapped about using taking DMT also.
I actually strongly believe that people that have to manage mental health are more tapped into the source than people that have regular functioning brains. Especially if you look at people with bipolar disorder and how manic each side can go. I think they're tapped into a higher source than themselves. Even people that have to manage autism, like, I think they're just tapped in on a whole nother level. And that's why I love that movie. Was it Birds? Was it called Birds? What was it called?
Birds.
That movie on Netflix where everybody was turning into into like zombies, and if the light hit them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was that called? And then it ended mad stupid. It was like we just went through all of this for that.
Yeah, what was it even that?
Oh, but anyway, yeah. So it reminds me of that movie because in that movie, people that were taking medication for
Bird Box.
Yes, people that were taking medication for mental illness did not get sick. There was someone in, I remember when they were like locked in the refrigerator or something in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
One of them like was taking medication for depression or something, whatever. And they were like exempt. And I thought that was a powerful message in that whole like chaos that like the world looks at you like you're disconnected because you have to manage mental illness. And that you're not as good as this person because they don't manage mental illness. They're just fine. But in all actuality, people that manage mental illness, we're actually more tapped in and just we got it. We got the sauce. As much as society try to say we don't have the sauce, we do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Bird Box opened my mind to that. Hey, you know what? Whoever wrote that probably was on psychedelics when they wrote it.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
Now that I think about more things that we, like, watch.
Mm-hmm. Even Marvel Comics. Even Marvel Comics.
Ooh.
Black Panther was birthed out of psychedelics.
Had to be.
Wakanda's 1,000%. Jack Kirby. It's
how do you know?
Because that's Jack. That's written. You can Google it. That's Jack Kirby. He created it. All of that stuff is all those guys are psychedelic guys. And with Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange is psychedelics. He's all in psychedelics and changing dimensions, going in and out of dimensions. That's psychedelics. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Come on, Wakanda and all that stuff. All those inventions, you know, that whole world and vibranium. Come on, you don't think there's a dimension somewhere where there's all black and it's all like highly intelligent? You know what I'm saying? That's uncovered. You can't see it unless you can tap in.
I'm just the more research I do, I'm excited to see what medical research is going to come up with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's the magic drug to combat mental illness, it's like, yo, what are y'all waiting for?
Mm.
For real. Because people suffer.
It's true. You know? Fun fact. It has a 75% smoking addiction quitting rate.
Wow. Yeah.
75% to 90%. Hmm. In some recent testings through the Johns Hopkins research.
And the fact that Johns Hopkins is doing it, like Johns Hopkins is Johns Hopkins.
It's Johns Hopkins.
So if they believe in the power of psychedelics.
And just got $17 million to build a whole building for and only psychedelic treatment.
Right. Yeah, we'll see what happens in 10 years.
We'll see what happens in 10 years. I can't wait. I should be about, I'm trying to be in that 20-gram, 30-gram trip. But then, definitely tapping in. That's my goal on the low. That really is. After hearing Kalindi speak, God bless the dead. God bless the dead. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm more motivated, you know, especially as seeing a black man. Because that, you know, when I first started, you know, looking into it, peeping my head in the door, it was only white faces I was watching with videos and research and everything. And I was like, who are all these? And they're all older white men. Mm-hmm. And then when I found Brother Kalindi, it was just like, oh, shit, there's black people. And he's like talking about like just as knowledgeable and like even, arguably even more knowledgeable because he's taking higher doses. These guys that are out in the forefront, they're doing the heroic dose. They're doing 5 grams. They're doing 3 grams. He's doing 15 grams, 20 grams, 30 grams
when
trips.
When you listen to him talk, does he seem a little off?
No.
Because, you know, health class, they tell you that.
At all.
In health class in school, they tell you that your brain going to be fried. And the commercial, this is your brain on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they teach you.
You can't be fried. It's already in your brain. Your brain already has the serotonin receptors. Your body already produces DMT.
It's just crazy. Why they ain't drop psychedelics in the hood? They drop crack in the hood.
They drop... Listen.
And psychedelics is primarily in white culture.
Yes.
What's the what is that? They trying to hold out on information? Like, what's is this a racial thing too? Everything's a racial thing.
It's gotta be a racial thing.
That's wild.
And shit, if it's gonna help anybody, it should help people in it, black people in the inner city most with as much PTSD niggas be having, and like how we're immune to sirens and all that stuff and gunshots and please, you don't even want to get me started on that. And the drug abuse, the crackheads and the coke, all those guys up and down on the Ave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why can't it be with someone going to AL head? Take these two, you know, take these two dry gram pills, put it in a thing, and then come back. And then before you know it, you don't see nobody because everybody figured they got, you know, they got their addictions healed if you give them the right amount of dose. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's 10 years from now. But at any rate. So, yeah, so that's the, you know, race is definitely going to play a factor in it. I think we might be the last people to the party. And that, because that's what I keep talking about. Kalindi Iggy, he was saying that, you know, because he's from Detroit. Mm-hmm. He's just like he it's his desire to see more young black people in this profession, more people in mycology, more people growing, you know, more people with a green thumb, you know, because like that's the power. Like, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And the possibilities of it are great. And, it's still young, but it's looking very promising and very healthy for humanity. I wanted to say humanity.
Humanity.
Yeah. So that's it. That's our look at that. The maximum recording time is 60 minutes and we are at 52 minutes.
Oh.
So, let's wrap it up. So, you know, so this was a great talk. I hope you guys learned something new today. Tish learned something new today.
I did. I learned a lot of new things.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can do your research. All of it is there. The acacia tree and everything is about the acacia bush and what it contains in there. And go back and, you know, look and do the research for yourself. Search. You know, Bible says, seek and ye shall find. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to go and look for those things and open the Bible and read it and go in your search engines and, you know, search for it. Look for the information. Look for the information and learn for yourself. And that is the true, in my opinion, the true kingdom of God. You know, that is the real church. You know, finding that thing out for yourself and then spreading that good news to others because it is good news. We're in the good news business. If you are a Christian, you are in the good news business. Jesus said he's here to spread the good news. And so, you know, the good news is that he came so we could have life and have it more abundantly. And that's what I want to have. I want to have a better life. I want to have a greater understanding of myself. I want to have a circle and a community of people that are like-minded and, you know, and moving on a certain level and moving together. And that's what I gather from it. How about you, Tish? Any parting words?
I love what you have to say. Keep teaching. Keep researching. and finding whatever it's going to take to get to that higher piece, and just make sure you're always doing it with God in mind.
Yes, and with safety. And so until next time, you can I'll see you when I see you. You can also visit my website, jeremystlouis.com, jeremystlouis.com. And I'm out there blogging and got pictures and stuff. You can also buy some Goodness and Mercy while you're over there. And you can also visit tishferguson.com. Hey, and you can cop some 413 Collective over there and get some beauty tips and all that other good stuff. And how to be a better you. We just getting better, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get for the 99 and the 2000. Until then, it's Jeremy St. Louis, and thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it. God bless you. May God continue to keep you. And until next time, one.
Peace.